They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a 4th of July edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We say 4th of July. We realize it is just the 3rd of July, but we will not be here and have no show for you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Get a chance to get out. Happy, happy 4th of July. Hope you get a chance to enjoy it with some friends and family. Be safe, people. Think. Whether you're drinking or not, you need to think, too. Coach Damon Day back in studio with us again. Big show for you today. Interesting show because we're going to talk
Notre Dame football all hour long. I'm accepting phone calls now for any other mid-central Nebraska Notre Dame back. I actually had like 8 or 9 emails yesterday to my school account with support of the Fighting Irish being brought up more on Doug and Daddy. So I will be stopping by bi-weekly throughout the fall to bring you your Notre Dame Fighting Irish updates.
We will continue our Big 12 preview with Mike Baldwin from the Daily Oklahoman to talk a little Oklahoma State Cowboy football. That coming up in the second segment of the show. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Lloyd Wagnitz, who's the Heartland Lutheran boys basketball coach. And they are attempting this weekend to break a Guinness Book of World Records for the longest basketball game, which currently sits at 72 hours. They will play for 77 hours, 7 minutes, and 7 seconds, with play ending at 7:07 p.m. on the 7th of the 7th month. So we'll get the info on that. Hopefully, if you happen to be in the Grand Island area, and maybe you could partake in that, just check it out for a little bit. I'm sure you don't want to sit there for the whole 77 hours, 7 minutes, and 7 seconds. But nonetheless, we'll get updated on that. Also, a little bit of news out of Nebraska football land, and that's why we bring you right now Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated. Welcome, Sean, again. Thanks so much.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good. We finally got some news on Nebraska recruit Josh Williams yesterday.
Yeah, you know, yesterday he appeared in court and, you know, he's originally charged with a felony that, you know, potentially carried a 20-year sentence with the robbery charge. But yesterday things were dropped down to a Class A misdemeanor assault, which is a big difference. I mean, essentially that's, you know, a fight, you know, in a parking lot or something is what, if you termed it down. And the judge gave him 2 years probation. He has to do 120 community service hours along with paying a $500 fine. And once Josh completes all of that, there won't even be any conviction on his record. So, you know, it was a pretty good deal for him. And talking to his attorney, Greg Bulling, yesterday, they really thought they had a chance to actually take this to trial and win. But the problem was they didn't have the time. You know, Josh wants to get to Lincoln, starts training. The fact that this got done yesterday means Josh plans to get up here July 14th, Monday, for the second session of summer school, where he'll at least get a solid 4 or 5 weeks in with his guys of workouts here, you know, just kind of get himself in shape for the 2008 season.
Sean, is Josh Williams one of those players that can come in and see time early in his Husker career?
I think he's a guy that definitely has the potential. You look at Nebraska last year on defense. They had a hard time getting pressure on quarterbacks. You know, they were last in the Big 12 in sacks, and I think Josh is a guy that can really upgrade their pass rush up front, and he brings speed off the edge. I mean, he really was probably maybe behind R.J. Washington, the second best pass rusher in all of the state of Texas. So I think, you know, there's a really good chance he's going to get a look and be a guy that can maybe complement a Barry Turner or someone of that nature, because he definitely fits the style of defensive ends that Bo Pelini likes to bring in on defense.
Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, is there any injury update on Ndamukong Suh and Anthony Blue?
No, both guys. Suh's was really not a major deal. You know, he had minor cleanup work on an MCL, you know, and it wasn't a thing that was going to keep him out very long. Blue, I think, is going to be a deal that's going to go right down to the wire. The plan is for him to get back sometime in August, but you just never know if he's not up to full speed or something goes wrong within his rehab. He does have that luxury to take a red shirt, so it will be interesting. But knowing Anthony, he's a very motivated, very focused guy. I think he's hungry. He wants to get back on the field. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's back out there here next month when they start practice.
Sean, one of the standout prep athletes, Adam McCook, Tyrone Sellers, has verbally committed to Kansas. Just your overall thoughts on him as a player and why, I guess, a lot of people out there think that he should have been probably wearing the Husker jersey in the fall.
Well, Nebraska gave him a really good look. They saw him at camp. They looked at his film, obviously, from what I understand. And I think the problem is he just didn't fit what they were looking for as a defensive end or a linebacker, a little kind of a tweener, I guess, is the best word to describe it. And because there's no doubt, I mean, Nebraska, this new staff especially, they don't want to overlook any in-state kids, but they want to make sure they're taking guys that fit the system and are going to have a legitimate shot in their eyes to play. And I just, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they just didn't feel like he was a guy that fit what they needed or wanted. And it's kind of an interesting in-state year in general because C.J. Zimmer and Cole Pinsek are the only in-state commits at this point. And, you know, there's not a lot of guys left they can offer. So it will be interesting to see if they end up offering one or two more in-state kids. I know going into the year, kind of the unspoken goal was they'd like to try to take five. It's going to be hard to find five kids right now, especially with John Lechner going to Wisconsin more than likely. But, you know, that deal kind of went AWOL. He committed to them, and then they actually pulled out of the offer until he gets his academic work done. So it's a very unique in-state year, and there just really isn't a slam-dunk guy out there right now for Nebraska to go after.
Sean, so when you're looking at this whole high school class upcoming for this fall, how much Division I talent, whether it be Ohio, whether it be Northern Illinois, whether it be Nebraska, whether it be LSU, is there out there? How many people have an opportunity to get a Division I look?
Well, I think 8 to 10 at the end of the day, but it's going to be close. I think right now there's six guys with offers, but, you know, Vondre Tossesson has an Iowa offer, and he's got grade issues. So, you know, he's probably the best prospect in the state easily. And, you know, Ty Kildow is a Division I guy potentially, but he tore his ACL at Nebraska 7-on-7. You've got Eric Colmoose from Pierce. Wyoming is offering him. I don't know if he's going to get any more offers other than Wyoming, but he could really blow up and have a big year. James Davis from Omaha North is an offensive lineman. I think Nebraska is looking at him very hard at this point. You know, you got Darryl Hawkins. He's going to be the quarterback for Omaha Central. He's 6'4", 190, was the 110 hurdle champion. He would have won the race, but he got hurt in the triple jump. But he won the state triple jump title, took second in the high jump. I think he's a guy potentially that has a shot at getting some offers. Just based on his frame, athletic ability, he's going to play quarterback, but I think he could be a wide receiver at the next level, being 6'4". So there are some guys out there, but it's very, very hard at this point to make any projections because they're just, you know, last year was really easy when you had Baker Steinkuhler and Trevor Robinson, and, you know, guys like Sean Fisher, John Leberson, Colin Okafor, Tim Beery, Shane and Sean Prater. You can go down the list. There were tons of guys last year. I mean, a guy like Brett Maher from Kearney. Would be a no-brainer offer probably for Nebraska this year if they were trying to find four or five in-state guys. But, you know, this last year was a different year. This year, it's not like that.
Fair enough. Sean, have a great 4th of July, and thanks so much for your time.
All right, Tony.
Sean Callahan always does a fabulous job, a plethora of knowledge, really gets out there. I think this is great news out there because when you're looking at a felony, and I think Bo Pelini kind of felt a little bit strapped, you know, what do you do? We can't do much with this kid when he's got those charges hanging over his head. Well, the charges get greatly reduced. Looks to be here on the July 12th, start classes on the 14th from all indications. And one of those players that I think a lot of Nebraska fans, and when you listen to, you know, the recruiting people along, you know, Sean saying he has an opportunity to come in and play for Nebraska early, hopefully, you know, maybe get him on the field. You got to look at, he's one of those players, 6'4", 220 pounds. you know, to come in and play defense on a linebacking core that is thin at best. Not a lot of people back. You know, Cody Glenn moves from running back over there, and he's in the starting rotation right now, which is, you know, one, it shows you what a tremendous versatile athlete the kid is, but two, it shows you we don't have anybody there. They got to plug him in right away. We're going to take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mike Baldwin. Big 12 preview continues. Oklahoma State Cowboys are up today.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants that don't fit. Yet we play with golf clubs that are one size fits all. If you want to take your game to the next level, let the professionals at Kearney Golf Center custom fit your clubs to your swing with the same attention that the pros receive. Every golfer's swing is different, and Kearney Golf Center recognizes that difference with perfectly tailored clubs that fit your unique swing. Get fitted for a set of clubs today. Kearney Golf Center. You'll have a better game tomorrow.
If you're looking for 2 days of great fun and excitement, then we have the place for you on July 4th and 5th. It's the Gibbon Tractor Pull and Mud Drags located at the Aurora Co-op facility. Be a part of the engine-roaring action of modified two- and four-wheel drive pickups, super stock tractors, limited pro stock tractors, also light and heavy modified tractors, featuring the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers Association and Nebraska Bush Pullers. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy concessions. Be at Gibbon at 1 p.m. on July 4th and 5th.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Destination Fun continues at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. Join us tonight and every Thursday night for beer and burgers. Kearney's favorite Thursday tradition is back for the summer with great food and entertainment all season long. After 9 every Thursday night, it's Ladies Night. Ladies enjoy half-price mixed drinks and shots while the guys throw back 225 big-ass beers till close. Playing tonight is Trio. Join us and relax with Destination Fun this summer in the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in Downtown Kearney.
We have a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm early today. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with light winds. We'll hit a high of 75. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 57. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Breezy and a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm. Currently, 64 degrees.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. If you're looking for lunch, we've got a place for you to check out. It's Big City Burrito. You won't find microwaves or freezers there. You won't find everyday fast food either. They can pack your tortilla, and there's several different kinds, by the way, of tortillas. Everything you want and everything you crave, nothing you don't want. I hate sour cream. Perfect. They don't put sour cream on it. Every ingredient is perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it. Type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. How many types of tortillas are there? Well, they've got the white, the wheat, tomato chili, pesto, jalapeno cheddar, spinach. All those are just the tortillas. Several different kinds of fillings include the chili verde, the beef carne asada, that's my favorite. And you can get hot or mild sauce, guacamole, sour cream, everything. Big City Burrito. Check it out today, right along 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
12 days, 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And we're pleased to take a look at the Oklahoma State Cowboys today on Big 12 Preview. And we're pleased to be joined by Mike Baldwin from the Daily Oklahoma. Mike's a man. He's over 40, and he knows Oklahoma State football. Mike, thanks so much for the time.
Anytime, guys.
Say, Mike, interesting predicament I think Oklahoma State finds itself in, because they were tied for third in the South last year. You think it's probably a critical juncture and they want to leap up, but the talent level at the top of the Big 12 South is so brutal to crack into.
Well, that's their problem, and it's always going to be their problem, and that's why all these renovations on the football stadium is going to be one of the nicest in the country when it's all said and done, and they're getting close. They're only about a year away from this, I guess it'd be about $300 million of bowling the entire stadium in, and so they feel like that's going to create a level playing field to where you can at least try to recruit with the Oklahomas and Texases. But that's easy for anybody to say, is Oklahoma and Texas get top 10 classes every year, and they're in the top 10 most years, and they play for BCS bowls, and so those guys are on your schedule every year, and this year Texas Tech is in some top 10, top 15s because of the offense and with a little defense to go with it. And as we know, Texas A&M has always had the potential to be a top 20 program and has had its, you know, ups to go with some of its downs. And so that's four of your games every year. So to compete in the Big 12 South, you got to be a top 10 or top 15 program. And that's the sad reality of it. While the North seems to shift around as far as who's the hot team for a couple years and then somebody else is. So, they know what they're up against, but they've definitely made inroads. They've had three straight top 25 classes. Their offense has been one of the best in the country the last 2 years. And I think, as Nebraska fans saw last year, when they do bring their A game, they can be really good. They led 35-0 at halftime in Lincoln last year and looked really good. And then they gave away a 17-0 halftime lead at A&M and had Texas down 21 points in the fourth quarter on their home field and gave up the last 24 points in the last 12 minutes. So that's the yin and the yang of OSU football, so to speak, is how do they sustain it on a week-in, week-out basis? Because they've proven they can play with about anybody on a given Saturday. The problem is doing it, you know, 12 Saturdays out of the year.
Well, thanks for bringing up that Nebraska football game from last year. I just vomited.
Well, I just knew you and your fans in that area would remember that this is a program that's got some potential. There's no doubt about it. And the number one priority, without question, is the defense. But only once in the last 20 years, I mean, stop and listen to this, have they had a top 50 defense in both scoring and total defense. Once in 20 years. They've had great offenses with the Barry Sanders here. In recent years, they've had them with, different quarterbacks and running backs. And now they go to the no-huddle spread, and it's very effective. And last year, they were seventh in the country in total offense and scoring. And so they can definitely score, but they have to win shootouts way too many times. And this past spring, they brought in seven junior college players. Five of them play defense. They've got a bunch of redshirt freshmen that last year they bit the bullet and redshirted them instead of playing them. And they dominated the spring game. I can't remember off the top of my head. I want to say it was 10-8. A safety decided it. And it was a defensive-oriented spring game, and it gave people optimism that for the first time in a while the defense will be better. But how much better remains to be seen. But last year they were like 112th in passing defense and 102nd in total defense. So if they can ever get the defense to play better, whether that's this year or the year after, they will be maybe a legit top 15 team capable of competing in the Big 12 South.
Mike Baldwin from the Daily Oklahoman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Oklahoma State Cowboy football as our Big 12 preview rolls on. You look at Zach Robinson, and you look at the good quarterbacks and even great quarterbacks in the Big 12. Where does he fit into the mix, and is he the right guy for this team?
Oh, there's no question he's the right guy for this offense. He's ideal. This is the kind of quarterback you want that once they have to replace him here in 2 years, we're going to find out it's a little more difficult because he runs the ball about 12 to 15 times a game. But here's a stat that'll wake everybody up when they hear it, is you hear all the Chase Daniel and just go down the list of quarterbacks in this league. Only one quarterback, now listen, only one quarterback in the entire country ran and passed for more yards than Zach Robinson, and oh, by the way, he won the Heisman Trophy by the name of Tim Tebow. He didn't even get the job till his third game when they made the controversial change you referred to a while ago. But he ran for over 800 yards and passed, I think it was for over 2,400, 3,200, the all-time single-season total offense record as a sophomore who didn't even get the job till the third game. He's just not as flashy as some of the other Big 12 quarterbacks to throw for a few more yards. But when you throw in, it's very realistic that he could rush for 1,000 this year and throw for about 2,500 and account for 35 to 40 touchdowns. And when you put out those kind of numbers, I mean, that's just huge. The key, though, for him, as Nebraska fans are familiar with in the past, is when you run the ball as much as he does and you have some option in there, you're going to be risk of injury. They've got two potentially good backup quarterbacks, but neither one of them has really played much ball, and so that's going to be one of the keys for the offense this year, is they cannot afford for Zach Robinson to have a lengthy injury. Maybe miss a game here or there and try to patch it up, but they can't have him, you know, have a separated shoulder or a knee injury or something like that, because it would send this program back this year.
You know, it doesn't hurt to have David Washington under center either, 305 pounds of him, and he's an absolute monster on the offensive line.
But see, he may not even start. He broke his leg last year in the third game against Troy, and this spring he didn't even get his job back, and they got four returning offensive line starters, so I think their offensive line is going to be as good as Walt. They have a guy that a lot of people said would have been the number one tight end taken in the draft last year. Maybe in the first round he decided to come back, by the name of Brandon Pettigrew. That a lot of people say he'll be a first-round pick. The wide receivers will be very young. They have Dez Bryant as a true freshman, really emerged late last season. And he finished strong, averaging about seven catches a game the last four or five, and had 11 catches in the bowl game. And he's the closest thing they have to a proven commodity. And then, by the way, they're going to have one of the most inspirational stories this season that everybody will hear about by the end of the season. Artrell Woods, on July 13th last year, almost exactly a year ago, was lifting weights on the step-down drill, where you step up on the box and step down with about 200 pounds on your shoulders, and his spine snapped. And they thought at the time he wouldn't even walk. And he was penciled in to be a starting receiver opposite of Darius Bowman. And within 4 or 5 months, he was walking again, and then he started running, and now he's been cleared for all football activities. He's got good speed. He hadn't regained all of it, but he had 4.4 speed last year. He's already back down to 4.55, and he's just worked so hard to not only just be able to walk, but to be the player he was before the injury. So I think he's going to be one of those stories that if he ends up with 30 or 40 catches this year, which he's very capable of doing, I mean, ESPN, everybody will jump on that guy, because that's a guy that is almost paralyzed that's now catching balls on Saturdays.
Mike Baldwin, Daily Oklahoman. Great information, Mike. Before we let you go, has there been any fallout from Bobby Reed and the whole situation with him?
Well, I mean, there was last season, and then the ESPN article came out again about 2 months ago where he said, "You ruined my life. Coach Gundy, thanks a lot." And it just validated what was said all along, that he had Vince Young-type skills, but he wasn't tough enough. He didn't run as much like Zach Robinson does. He threatened to transfer a couple of times. That he's one of those kids with a lot of talent, and he even showed it 2 years ago when he was a starter and had a very good season. And I think everybody at Oklahoma State wishes him the best, but he had too many excuses and not enough production. And so I think they're just trying to move on from that.
Mike, before we let you go, you're Big 12 Player of the Year, and you're all Big 12 quarterback as we head to media days.
Oh, man, you got to go with Daniel on the quarterback just because of what he did last year. But like you said, there's a ton of other choices. And then Big 12 Player of the Year, like I said, I guess you got to go with Daniel just because of what he did last season. But it wouldn't surprise me a bit. There's so many quality players out there that somebody beats him out.
Fair enough. Thanks so much for the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right.
Well, that's your Oklahoma State preview, and be real interesting. I did not know the Oklahoma State defense. I know they hadn't been up to par, you know, a lot of years. But, boy, to not be in the top 50, that is a bizarre statistic.
They do probably play in one of the tougher divisions in college football. I just wonder if Mike Gundy's still there when this whole new stadium is, when he was saying a year away. I mean, what, he's 18, 19? Yep. 18 and 19 on his career. I mean, I think there's probably a little bit more pressure for them to maybe not win the whole thing, but do better than what they have been. I mean, last year they came out with that big promotion about having the greatest this and that and everything offensively, and that they were going to do some things. But great story about the wide receiver.
Amazing story.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy deal, Artrell Woods. And you're going to hear a lot more about that. And that's a story that was out last year, and I don't think a lot of people, well, they reported how bad it was, and he really inspired his teammates at that time because he stayed close to the program. But, boy, to come back and have an opportunity to play again, that is something I don't think anybody envisioned.
It sounds not even, I mean, having a role, not just a token.
Right.
Hey, we're going to put him in for a couple plays.
We appreciate him being.
I mean,
thanks a lot, Artrell. Now go stand over there. It's not like that.
It sounds like that they're going to expect him to catch some footballs for them and help him put the ball in the end zone on Saturdays. So, I mean, I just enjoy watching Barry Sanders still that orange uniform with them. I mean,
you can look at Nebraska football and you can say running back situation, they've had some pretty fair ones over the years. Rozier, Craig, Amon Green. I'm just picking three that stand out. But you look at what OSU, Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas, Tatum Bell, Vernon Morency, they're arguably
That's a good crop. I still don't think you can compare them anywhere near to the Huskers, and I'm not even an avid Husker fan. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, the Huskers with what they've been able to do year after year. But they have had some quality running backs. But nowadays it seems that they're more known for their spread and whatnot. Defensively, I don't think the orange of Oklahoma State has ever feared anybody defensively type of thing. And I always love when they say, well, they got 7 or 8 junior college players coming in. I don't know if in NCAA big-time college football, if the JC route is the answer.
Is a quick fix for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's – I mean, look what, you know, Coach Bill Callahan brought in plenty of those supposed guys that were going to come in and fix things in a hurry. And
Maurice Purify stands out as being the only one that was truly successful. Yes, and there
the
was
only
some,
JC guy that did really come out.
Certainly a lot of baggage went along with his success, but nonetheless, you know, one
of
those players.
Why do you think that there's so much – I mean, we talked about an earlier recruit – with some off the field issues, there's been. Why do you think there seems to be such a big, so many off the? Do you think it's the media? Do you think it's the kids? I mean, look at this story about I forget the kid's name that you just.
Josh Williams.
I mean, look at that. And basically, it sounds like it was a fight in a parking lot. And now we're talking felony burglary and everything else under the sun, and it's being covered as this, you know, the trial of the century. And you find out it's two kids who get in a fist fight. Well, you know, let's be glad they just got in a fist fight, and not something escalating. But what do you feel? You follow college football.
You just hear it's rampant.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, read the side, you know, on the last page of the USA Today. Penn State linebacker kicked off team. I mean, Florida State wide receiver.
There seems to be some programs that have become habitual. Like Joe Paterno used to run the cleanest of the clean. The last 5 years, they've had some pretty nationally known types of issues.
Bizarre. You know, Josh Williams' situation, you know, supposedly had a guy hold, you know, supposedly there was a, you know, you never know what you hear. Yeah. It was a robbery and whatever. But yeah. Oklahoma State on the road at Missouri, at Texas Tech.
So they get Oklahoma at home? Or do they play at a neutral site?
No, they get Oklahoma at home.
Okay.
Non-conference schedule, Washington State, Houston, Missouri State, Troy. So, they played Troy a year ago, and that was that game that Troy upset them 41-23. So,
Yep. Look
to get a little bit of revenge on them, and they get a home game with them after a bye week. So, Troy might be in trouble this year. They won't be overlooking them.
We got a call from Ken from Kearney, gave us a little nugget of information. Zach Taylor, also a JUCO college transfer.
Fair enough. Zach Taylor, yeah, that panned out very well.
That was big.
Really filled a hole. You're correct, Ken. Thank you for that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Heartland Lutheran boys basketball coach Lloyd Wagnitz about the longest basketball game in the history of ever. Back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Don't miss Lowe's July 4th event. Get 10% off major appliances priced at $397 or above, $5 off 1 gallon, or $20 off 5 gallon qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. Ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card, and get entire house carpet installation for just $99 when it's special order Stainmaster or Premier Living carpet and pad purchased from Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only. Credit offer available from June 26th to July 7th.
I'm about to prove it's nearly impossible to get lost in a Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. It not only detects when you miss a turn.
You have left the planned route. Do you need directions to get back on route?
It gets you back on track. Drive a Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, standard for the first year, and it's almost impossible to get lost. Drive a Camry or Accord and, well, it's impossible to get OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Why do so many people wash their car or truck at Money Mike's Car Wash in Kearney? Well, maybe it's because of Money Mike's high-pressure, spot-free rinse with purifying water. Or Wash 'em Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., all self-serve washes are just $1 for 3 minutes and $2.50 for touchless automatic washes. For added convenience, credit cards are now accepted. For value, performance, and convenience, come to Money Mike's Car Wash on the corner of 39th and N. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Gothenburg Pony Express Rodeo is July 3rd and 4th, and Mi Ranchito knows there is something for everyone. So come enjoy the fireworks, Boy Scout barbecue, awesome mutton busting, Junior Rodeo Queen contest, and more. Mi Ranchito in Gothenburg and North Platte. Proud supporter of community events. Dan Sanitation enjoys fireworks and picnics just as much as everyone else. But we also remember our freedom was fought for, won, and kept by a strong showing of the military. We honor our Lexington area troops. For all your residential and commercial trash hauling needs, call the folks at Dan Sanitation in Lexington.
Hi, folks. This is Layton with Holds Irrigation, your Ranky Pivot dealer at Alda. I kind of need your help. I have only been in Alda for a few months and have sold a few pivots. It sure would be nice to go to Christmas next year and tell the brother-in-law, that be old Lamar, that I have sold more Ranky pivots than he has. Stop at Alda and get to know us and our Ranky pivots. We'd like an opportunity to earn your business. Call 308-384-7224.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm early today. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with light winds. We'll hit a high of 75. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 57. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Breezy and a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm. Currently 64 degrees.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's got a good feel to it today, Derek. Let's just let that go for a little while.
We'll let that go?
I like that. Makes me feel like buying meat at Troutman's. That's what it makes me feel like. You're free to choose whatever you want. Whether it be sirloin, ribeye, burgers, best ground beef in town. Oh, don't believe me? Well, try it out. Troutman's Quality Meats, their grill's best friend. Cross from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone's greeting you out front. Best steaks you've ever eaten. You can't buy fresher sausage. Jerky is perfect for fishing trips and golfing. Pork loin back ribs. They're trimmed. They're premium. They're all natural. They fall right off the bone. Every kind of seasoning you could ever want. I believe he's got seasoning called Baby Bull Black Bull Seasoning. Baby Black Bull Seasoning. That's the marinade I choose. Carry a marinade for you. Whatever you want. Beer and wine. Also got some bones. You're taking your peach to the lake, too. Got some big dog bones for you. Check them out today. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Happy 4th of July from carrying the gang at Troutman's. Look forward to catching up with Lloyd Wagnitz here. This is going on in Grand Island, I believe. 24 past, present, and future Heartland Lutheran High School students. They're going to attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the longest basketball game. That currently sits at 72 hours. They're going to attempt to play 77 hours, 7 minutes, and 7 seconds, with play ending at 7:07 on the 7th of July. They are raising money to help make payments on their building, and we're pleased to be joined by Coach Wagnitz right now. Coach, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you today.
Not a problem.
Coach, talk about where this idea originated at.
Well, March 27th, we had a meeting at our school about that we were going to try to raise $500,000 by finding 500 people to give $1,000. Being a basketball coach and loving to work with kids, I come up with the idea of trying to play a long basketball game. So started doing some research on the internet, found out what the current record was, and we decided that we wanted to try to break the Guinness World Record.
Okay, tell us what time this will go at. Obviously, 77 hours, 7 minutes, and 7 seconds before the 7th of all that stuff. But when is that start time exactly?
We start at 2 p.m. on July 4th.
2 p.m., and there's 24 players that will be playing in this?
Yes, there is. We have to. The requirement from Guinness is no more than 12 per team.
No more than 12 per team, so 24 players. What has been their regimen? Obviously, you can't just take a fat bozo like me from off the street and expect to get minutes out of me. So these guys have got to have some kind of shape and some kind of regimen going already.
Yeah, they've been playing twice a week for 2 hours, those two times a week, and just doing a little conditioning. Most of them have been playing sports during the year. So most of them are in pretty good shape.
Now, I'm guessing score will be kept as well?
Yes, we will keep the score. That's not a requirement, but we'll do it because the kids want to be, you know, they're kind of competitors, so they'll tally the score if I don't, so we might as well.
Well, I'm guessing some of these players might be able to score 400 or 500 points in one game.
I'm thinking so.
Well, Coach, obviously, where does this take place at, too?
It takes place at Heartland Lutheran in Grand Island, Nebraska. It's on 3900 West Husker Highway.
Perfect, Lloyd. I find it very interesting. When you first brought up the deal, what was the initial reaction you got from people?
Well, I was a little worried whether the players would even want to do it, but actually I had 26 boys from the school that immediately said they wanted to do it. So I had two guys on a waiting list, and there was two guys that ended up either going out of town or going to do something else. So it worked out good to have 26 on the list, but I've actually had emails and phone calls of other kids wanting to play in this game.
Fascinating that anybody that's in the area can stop by at any time, I'm assuming, and just check it out for however long they want to stay.
Yes, it is open 24 hours a day, come 2 a.m., whatever. We are trying to fill the gym at 6:30 Monday night on the 7th for that last 37 minutes. And actually, we're going to probably play longer than that. There is a record out there that's not recognized by Guinness that is 80 hours. The boys have told me that they want to play overtime, and so we could be playing until 11 o'clock or midnight that night.
Have you drug tested these 24 individuals?
they're players of mine. They're fine.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend. We look forward to, you know, we're going to effort to next week to just check on how things went and see if anybody happened to go down on you.
That would be great. Give me a call anytime.
Hey, Lloyd, appreciate it. Lloyd Wagnatz, head boys basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran in Grand Island. Attempting to play 77 hours, 7 minutes, and 7 seconds.
Interesting.
Fascinating that somebody could come up.
I'll be interested to hear him next week. He's very energetic today, very ready to do this.
I'm guessing Tuesday morning he won't be.
Is someone from Guinness there?
I'm not sure how that works. I think that...
Imagine they'd have to have some kind of official, maybe not a Guinness official, but somebody documented or...
City attorney.
Interesting.
I'm sure that if you got that many people that recognize what was going on, and obviously word is going to get out there, and Grand Island Independent, I'm sure we'll have related stories about this as well. So great for the guys at Heartland Lutheran. I'm surprised that there was that much interest to play. I mean, it sounds good in March. Yeah, I'll be a part of that.
Yeah.
Well, as it draws near, uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to be up for 72 straight hours.
Well, let's take a short break. We'll come back, wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show, and give Damon about 30 seconds to talk about Notre Dame football.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, but for one reason or another, your current position isn't what you hoped it would be. If you appreciate the opportunity not only to sell a concept, but to have a hand in its creation, then ESPN Radio Superstation needs a person like you. Among the great things about being an ESPN Radio account executive is the freedom to create marketing plans that associate local businesses with sports and sports marketing, using radio and the internet. Plus, like any good sales opportunity, the control you crave in creating and fulfilling your personal success goals. We can't train someone to be motivated, honest, and organized. We hope you'll bring that to the table yourself. However, we do provide state-of-the-art industry training. So if you're ready to start on the road to a career where $50,000 and beyond is realistic, then send your inquiries and resume, if you have one, to generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com. An equal opportunity employer. Log on to Nebraska Job Link or ESPNSuperstation.com for a full job description.
Hi, I'm Marv of Marv's Fireworks. This year we have some exciting news. We are now able to sell double and triple break artillery shells. That's right. Instead of just one burst coming out of each shell, you'll see two or three explosions. These are great displays, and at Marv's we've got five different ones to choose from. Be sure to try Marv's Super Snappers too. As we celebrate our freedom and salute our great country, please say a prayer for our troops and have a bang up good time with fireworks from Marv's.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz, and I'm here to tell you about Orbitz's biggest sale ever. Now you can save up to 50% on all hotel stays. Now, why is that important? Well, we've found that people who save large amounts of money on their hotels live exactly 82 years longer. True story. So head over to Orbitz.com and save up to 50%. It's your fountain of youth, America.
Valid for travel 428-938, booked by 7608, see several details.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We have a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm early today. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with light winds. We'll hit a high of 75. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 57. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Breezy and a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm. Currently 64 degrees.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, don't forget, 1 week from tomorrow, July 11th, Hilltop Mall, 3rd Annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Championship. By the way, Ben Bertrand, our champion last year, celebrating his 34th birthday today, so I'll give a shout-out to Ben, along with our friend Austin Broadfoot, also having a birthday today. Happy birthday to those guys. Hope you're having a great 4th of July. But July 11th, Hot Dog Eating Championship underway. All kinds of prizes to be given away, but you have to be there. Troutman's will be providing the hot dogs. Back to school is right around the corner, people. See what's hot for fall. Check it out, Hilltop Mall, 1 weekend from today. If you can't make the hot dog eating contest, get up to the Hilltop Mall and come see the back-to-school selection. All the shops going on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of July. Check it out.
Daddy, I went to GuinnessWorldRecords.com. We were just talking with Lloyd Wagnitz, Heartland Lutheran basketball coach. They're getting ready to play a really long basketball game, and we wondered, well, is a Guinness official going to be present? According to the website, a record adjudicator is an official Guinness World Record judge who will attend your event and verify your record immediately if successful. It is possible, however, to establish a record without having an adjudicator present at the event.
Fair enough. Adjudicator.
Adjudicator.
That
yes.
Sounds big league.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important. If you're
one of those, I can't even say the word.
If you're an adjudicator, you're special. You know what's special to me is when I get my Pro Football Weekly in the mail. Remember Billy Madison when Nudie Magazine Day arrived? You remember he's all popped up by the pool and he's like, "What did I forget to do today? I knew there was something important." And then he jumps in that golf cart and runs over the bushes and it's like Nudie Magazine Day. That's what I'm like when Pro Football Weekly comes, and really looking forward. I got my first fantasy football preview in this one. There's more to be coming, but great stuff. There's no other publication, if you're a pro NFL football fan, than Pro Football Weekly. Check it out. Get on their website. Great information. We will effort the Pro Football Weekly staff to get their thoughts on fantasy football. You play fantasy football, Coach?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm a four-time runner-up. I am the Buffalo Bills of fantasy football league.
Oh, see, there's a shot to Derek right there. Yeah. Big Bills fan.
I am a diehard. I love fantasy football. But last year I screwed up because I drafted Brady Quinn in the second round on principle.
Oh.
just on principle alone. And I thought, and according to Pro Football Weekly, Brady's not starting.
It will surprise you, though, because a lot of people did get surprised last year by Derek Anderson, the Cleveland Browns quarterback that Brady Quinn did not unseat. In this particular publication, he is rated as the sixth overall quarterback.
Derek Anderson is?
Derek Anderson is.
I love the Browns, and I want them to be successful, but I only want them to be successful with Brady Quinn at the helm. Who's Derek Anderson? Let's trade him and get some defensive help and let Brady take over.
They've got Derek Anderson as a 40th overall selection.
We've been so bad for so long. At least let me have fun and watch a guy that I enjoy watching instead of Willie McGinnis. Guy's like four times retread linebacker of the year.
I enjoy watching Brady's sister. I don't know if I brought that up on the show before. By the way, okay, I said you get 30 seconds talking Notre Dame football.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Little Rudy. Little Rudy to get you going into the 4th of July. Maybe the most inspirational music ever.
And you can be a Little Rudy and still light one of the biggest fireworks. Several 500 grams of cakes available at Dairy Queen North on the Hill. That's where you should go buy your fireworks, by the way.
If you really want to get into the Little Rudy theme song in the background with some fireworks.
This team was 3-9 a year ago. Ugly, ugly. But the recruiting class... Well, we heard that at Nebraska was on their way to hell.
As a diehard Notre Dame fan, I'm scared. This sounds like, you know, Weiss the pro guy, Callahan pro guy. We talk about all the talent that they're bringing in. We're talking about all the five-star of this. We're talking about top 10 recruiting classes this. This, that, and the other thing. Can they get it done, though? I mean, you know, it's very parallel universe to what happened with the Huskers when they brought in Bill Callahan. We're going to take it to a new level. We're going to do all this. I don't think Weiss is as abrasive to the Notre Dame faithful as Callahan was to Nebraska faithful, but I see too many similar parallels to what's going on, and I think another rough year here. I think Charlie Weiss is going to start eyeing that NFL job again and trying to get out of there, but we'll see. Jimmy Clausen's the key. I mean, if they can find a quarterback who can at least handle, I mean, let's face it, first four games last year, Jimmy Clausen, who wasn't starting an opener, I mean, he couldn't even get the snap from under center on time. I mean, there was... As a diehard Irish fan, I'm not sitting here painting a rosy picture, but...
Well, you look at the schedule, it's just brutal again.
Well, if you look at it, you know, they got Michigan and USC, of course, but, you know, San Diego State shouldn't scare them. I mean, they're the Irish, you know, and then they got Michigan at home this year. Michigan State's improved, but they're still...
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Purdue, Stanford, at North Carolina. Butch Davis is getting them better, but, you know, they could go on a nice little run and be... 4-1, 5-1, somewhere in there before, and they're at Washington. I mean, Dave Wannstedt's probably the most incompetent coach in the Big East. So, you know, and then they got Boston College, who's got a new quarterback. Yeah, Syracuse. Awesome. I mean, those guys just fell off the face of the earth.
Bad.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 9-3. I'm going to say a complete role reversal from last year to this year. And if they're 9-3, my wife is going to be the happiest lady in town, because then that means I'm that guy.
See, now I'm already getting text messages.
I'm that guy who just, you know, I yell at the television during the Irish games.
No!
I enjoy it. I scare everybody. I'm not allowed to watch them with anybody else but myself.
Well, Douglas and I's allegiance lies with the Dallas Cowboys, of course, in the NFL, much like it does with the Huskers in college ranks.
Yep.
You know that training camp, Hard Knocks, that everybody got to see with the Kansas City Chiefs a year ago, Herm Edwards? That is now going to be with the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, why not with Pac-Man Jones there? Oh, sorry, Adam Jones.
Adam Jones.
No! That's a whole reality show in itself. But I do want to thank you for my 30 minutes of Notre Dame, yeah, 30 seconds of Notre Dame football.
That was enough, really.
Yeah, I know. I'm not beating the dead horse. There's a lot of Irish fans out there. And they're all on the same page. Now they feel better that we at least know who they're playing this year.
Plans for the weekend? Are you getting out of town?
Yes, yes. Getting out of here for 4 days. Going to spend some family time with the wife and the little guy. Maybe see some fireworks.
How is the little guy?
Little man's awesome. Doesn't sleep through the night yet. But I don't have to get up, so I don't want it to sound like my wife. She's
nice wife.
She's the rock star. She's the best. She has to get up. I can't.
You're not going home. You're just going to Omaha to the in-laws.
Yep,
so.
Go to Omaha to visit the in-laws, play some golf, play a little golf tournament tomorrow morning.
All right.
Try to have some fun there, and then a little horseshoe tournament later on in the afternoon, annual been doing it now.
Father-in-law. I mean, is it? What's the relationship? Can you have a cool one with father-in-law?
Best friend. Definitely probably one of my closest, very good man. So, yeah, it's awesome weekend to go to hang out. Plus, her mom's a lights-out cook, so.
Can't beat that.
No, I'm treated like a king when I get to go visit for a couple days. So, what do you got going?
You know what? I'm going to be around here. I don't really have any big plans. I think
where are you hanging out all weekend?
Well, probably up at Dairy Queen North, because I like ice cream and I like fireworks, and I'm American. So what?
I'm learning this radio gig, you know, toss you up a softball, let you hit it out of the park every now and again.
Derek, what do you do for the 4th of July? Just stay at home, watch fireworks, and make out with your fiance?
No, the last couple of years I've actually been around with family and down to my brothers and that kind of stuff. Tomorrow we're just hanging around in town. We're going to watch the firework display here and then just hang out with some friends and barbecue a little bit.
All right. Well, Doug's going to be back on Monday. I'm sure you're all looking forward to that positive influence being back. Hope you. It's a little shot before we get out of here. I think we got through the week pretty good. Damon, I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being around. And
be safe. And anytime you need me, I'll be glad to come in and talk Irish football. Or Browns football. Or just fantasy football in general.
We got to get a fantasy football league going. That's what we need to do.
That's all I need is to be in my, what, seventh one then?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Just.
Well, I didn't get in any last year. I missed the whole fantasy football wagon last year, so.
We'll get you in.
You ought to do a public one. Get 8 different people to do it that, you know, that regular. Maybe get Sean Callahan, the other guy from that you guys always get from the Lincoln Journal Star.
See if you can beat him.
Yeah. Do a game with it. Do like a fantasy pick.
Simple Terry Douglas.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, you know what's going on tomorrow in Gibbon?
Matt Schick.
Tractor pull.
Tractor pull in Gibbon.
If you want tickets for a tractor pull, before we get out of here, we feel like we should give something away here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're planning to attend the tractor pull on July 4th in Gibbon, which happens to be tomorrow, check it out. You go down and make a day out of it in Gibbon. Parade. A lot of festivities going on. Check it out. Call 1-888-455-3776 right now before we get out of here.
And for those of you from Bertrand, we can't send them to you today because they won't get to you by tomorrow, so you'll have to come and pick those up if you're
you take a shot Bertrand. At Bertrand. Right. Why not before we get out of here? Appreciate that. No problem. Yeah, if you're partaking in that, call right now.
Nothing says America like a tractor pull.
On the 4th of July. Hello.
4th of July. Nothing says it.
Hey, we want to thank Mike Baldwin from the Daily Oklahoman. Joined us to talk about Oklahoma State Cowboy football in our Big 12 preview. Also want to thank Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated. Talked a little bit of Nebraska football and Josh Williams coming to Lincoln. Should be in town on the 12th of July. Start classes on the 14th of July. And hopefully get acquainted with the system, get in the weight room, and show what he can do. I want to thank Damon Day for being with me as well. We want to thank Heartland Lutheran boys basketball coach Lloyd Wagnitz as they attempt to have a Guinness Book of World Records taking place this weekend in Grand Island. Check it out. Heartland Lutheran High School, if you're around. Stop by for a half hour. Stop by for an hour. They'd sure appreciate the support. Folks, we want to have a happy and safe 4th of July. If you're drinking, please don't be driving. If you're lighting fireworks, please be safe.
Don't blow a finger off.
No, that's not good. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.